This past week certainly brought about a lot of stress and anger, worry, concern, fear and ignorance, all of which we'll get into in the next segment. I wanted to address it this way before going into it rather than after. And all these provoke a sense of being lost, maybe even surrendered to what is, basically treating it as something that can't be overcome. However, God's Word and the Bible teaches us otherwise, instead filling us with the wisdom, the hope, and the guidance that we need. If, when it comes to hate, we turn to 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. We saw a lot of anger this past week. When we turn to James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we read, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." When it comes to politics, we read in Proverbs 24:24, "He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse, nations will abhor him." False teaching is addressed in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are the ravenous wolves. You'll know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by the fruits you will know them." No matter what we face, God will empower and guide us to overcome any darkness. As Romans chapter 8, verses 37 and 39 tells us, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord."